You know, if you've lived in this area, North Texas, for any, or for that matter, the state of Texas, for any period of time, you know the name John Corona after two or three decades of the state legislature. What you may not know is he's chairman and CEO of Associa, which is the largest residential management company in the world, and with over $4 billion in annual revenue. John Corona joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks. It's good to be with you this morning.
So, I mean, the residential management business, I understand. I mean, that I can see the necessity of that, I guess. But I just didn't know this was a big thing. I thought it was a bunch of sort of strung together ma and pa organizations. Tell me about Associa.
I'd be glad to. It once was. Your recollection is accurate. But what's happened over the years, and I've been doing this now for almost 50 years, is that the business has really aggregated over time. Private equity entered the picture, as it often does in industries that have promise. And years ago, we began expanding. And I made the choice along the way to bring in private equity. I have since made the choice to exit private equity, but along the way it helped us to grow, and grow we did. We almost 20 years ago made our first acquisition outside of Texas, and we've not looked back since. Today we're in 47 states. We're throughout not only the United States, we're in Canada, we're in Mexico, we're in Brazil, and we are in the process right now of concluding acquisitions in South America. And so what's happened is community association management, and that's the primary business that we're in, has become a global business. And as part of that, and given our size, the opportunities continue to unfold for us to expand the portfolio.
Well, let me be sure I understand this. So I understand that if, you know, the old Lincoln Properties or something bought a bunch of apartments, and they needed a manager, somebody who really knew their stuff and had HVAC people and could change out filters and be sure the swimming pool was not leaking. That was one thing. But you're working with individual homeowners associations, right?
We're doing all of that. We have a division that manages apartments, a division that manages single-family homes. In fact, we're the third largest manager of single-family homes in the nation. And then, of course, we manage community associations. And it's in that area that we lead globally. We manage today nearly 40,000 separate homeowners associations globally. And those associations themselves, a single association may be as large as 10 to 15,000 homes. Now multiply that times 40,000 of those individual associations, you're talking about millions of homeowners.
And this is the same way around the globe? I mean, this same model works? I mean, obviously it does.
It is very similar. Now, around the globe, elsewhere, you don't see the particularly large communities like we do here in the U.S. In Spain, for example, or in Brazil, you're not going to see a 10,000 home community, but you will see many, many 50 unit and 20 unit and even 10 unit communities. And so we do all of those, all shapes and sizes, depending upon what the market needs are. But the overriding factor is that the management process for these communities is very, very similar no matter where you go globally.
So developers come along and will develop at D.R. Horton or KB Homes or Lennar or somebody like that, develop a large area, and you have a lot of homes, and so you have a homeowners association. But what about the freestanding homes? I mean, my house I've had for 25 years. We don't have a homeowners association around here.
No. But you might individually decide one day that you want to move out of that home, but yet you don't want to sell it. You'd rather have it leased out. And you say to yourself, you know, but that's not really what I do. Let me go find a professional. Well, we have a division within our company called Rome, R-H-O-M-E. And our Rome division handles the management and leasing of individual homes for individuals like yourself, or perhaps investors that may have a small portfolio of homes. We do that. Management is management in our world. And while there are differences in each of those products, we do all of that. Plus, we do other things as well. We are as much today a technology company as we are a property management company. Associa, which is our parent company, Associa today has over 100 full-time IT professionals that are constantly developing software and using other technologies, artificial intelligence and beyond, to do the things necessary to manage these communities in the most automated fashion possible. And that's where property management is going in the future. You're going to see far more of the functions that can be automated through the use of artificial intelligence. You're going to see fewer direct engagements with resident to customer service attendant, if you will, and more the use of artificial intelligence. And that's a good thing because it allows our property managers more time to be out in the field actually getting eyes on these properties that we're responsible for.
You know, we've always had apartments forever. What we haven't had, I think, until fairly recently, was a lot of single-family homes owned under one umbrella. It seemed like people would move out of their house and decide not to sell but to lease it out, and I could see that business. But we're talking about companies now that have 10, 15, 30, hundreds of homes that they rent out just like people rent out apartments. These are people you're working with also, I would assume.
Well, to a limited extent. We really don't represent those owners that have large portfolios of individual homes. Those exist, certainly, but they are becoming increasingly controversial or political, if you will. Many people question whether or not that is part of the problem in housing today and is, in fact, driving up the cost of leasing, of renting a home. We don't have any one client in our entire portfolio nationwide that represents as much as 1% of our total client base. And that's not by accident. That's been by design. I always felt it was better for us to be as independent as possible. And when you get those large clients that have hundreds, if not thousands, of units of their own that then go out for third-party management, they have a lot of sway. They have a lot of influence. And that's fine. But it's not the philosophy and it's not the direction that we wish to operate under.
But, you know, I've heard a lot of controversy about homeowners associations, too, over the last decade or so. Heavy-handed, some strong individual or two individuals will dictate what everybody else in the community can do. Or the developer continues to have an active part in the homeowners association. The homeowners are trying to get rid of them.
Homeowners associations, in my view, are only as good, only as strong as the board of directors. And if you've got a good board of directors working in the best long-term interest of the community, then you couldn't have a better living arrangement for yourself and for your family. But sometimes, in some situations, developers either stay too long on those boards, or you get those homeowners that get on the board of directors because they've got a particular grievance. And that's not a good thing. You want people to go for the betterment of the community over the long run. And when you couple a good, active board of directors with a good, responsible, capable management company, you end up with the best of all worlds. And in today's world where there is so much liability with everything that's done, shifting that liability over to a professional management company, in my view, is the smartest thing a board of directors can do.
Have there always been homeowners associations? I didn't hear. Growing up, I never heard about homeowners associations.
Well, in most parts of the U.S., the explosion in homeowners associations has occurred over the last 35 to 50 years. But, you know, associations, if you will, date back all the way to, to the turn of the century when in the early 1900s you had co-op housing that was existent in New York City. And was the dominant form of housing in New York City for a long time. I own a co-op today in New York City, and I can tell you that co-op management is significantly different than homeowner association or condo management as we know it through the rest of the country.
Yeah, I've had to write letters of recommendations so that people could buy into it with some of those Manhattan apartments. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, this
Absolutely.
Is a fascinating business, but you get caught in the middle, I would think, sometimes between the constituents and the board of directors. Do you extricate yourself in a situation like that, or are you the mediator?
Well, we obviously have to be neutral and we have to be fair. And the biggest thing you have to do when you're a professional manager is make certain that you're fair and equal to all the parties. You can't pick favorites. You can't. At the end of the day, you have to remember we receive our instruction from the board of directors. And while we regularly give professional advice, at the end of the day, It's that elected board of directors, which is made up of the actual homeowners. They're the ones that set policy. Our job is to do what the board of directors ask us to do. Now, of course, we give professional guidance and advice along the way. But at the end of the day, we work for that board of directors and that association. But it's a rapidly changing environment, and the professional expectations are changing with it. So much of what we do today is increasingly in the area of financial management and fintech that we all know and hear so much about. Right. Fintech is a big part of our business today. We not only provide the management, but we provide a substantial a number of fintech services within our national service center. And in fact, we own a bank. We own Harmony Bank here based in Dallas, that is the platform for many of the financial transactions that go on behind the scenes for these various homeowners associations.
It's fascinating. Business really has evolved. And I'm really struck by the breadth of it, too. I just did not realize this was sort of a worldwide phenomenon, or that Associa was. John Corotas, Chairman and CEO of Associa, we appreciate the time. Wish we could talk you and headed back to Austin. They could use you down there.
Well, thank you for that. But I have to tell you, I am first and foremost a businessman, not a politician. But thanks nonetheless, Dave.
Thanks for the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.